From the front lines.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgates. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders, we are the Forum for the Fans, the Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Chris.
Well. Welcome to the post game roundtable. Indianapolis Colts 28, New York Giants 27. Welcome. It's your boy, the professor here. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, bleedblueshow.com. Anything that you write, bleedblueshow.com. In your search engine, you're going to find out. You're going to find me, actually, what you're going to do. And this is the post-game roundtable, like we said. Lady Blue and Bakes on the line right here. Listen, we're going to hear from everybody at the tailgate over there in Indianapolis in a minute. I'm not going to be playing that game this week that we should have did this, we should have did that stuff. Hey, you know, we did what we could do, what we were capable of, and we hung in there as long as we could have, and that's the result that you got. That's what I'm looking at, but it's not about me, this show. This show is about you guys. So 929-477-4171, 929-477-4171. Lady Blue, hi, baby.
Hi, honey.
Hey, what's going on?
We just suck in the fourth quarter. We just don't know how to finish. And number 58, Davis, that's needs it to walk home because he just plain out sucks. he is so bad.
Disgusting.
Davis, number 58.
Yeah, that's right. I know he was lost the entire game. He was pulled.
Yeah,
was,
he looked like a deer and a half.
Four or five. Yeah, and you know what? I got to tell you, because basically listening to it. Yo, Hollis, homie. The other thing about that, because I'm talking to you and Lady Blue at the same time. The other thing about that is Davis got away with at least three other. I didn't say anything at the time. But he got away with at least three other holding calls, too.
Yes, you know? He did.
And I didn't say nothing because I'm a big blue kind of cat. And we got to address this shit badly, man. Come on.
It's about finishing, man. And we had an opportunity to win the game. We came out the gate fast, and somebody was like, "Oh yeah, we're doing good." Like, I don't care how fast we come out the gate, because we need to finish. And that's something we have to learn again, is how to finish these games out. You know, closing out the game is the most important. But it's important to get a fast start, get teams on their heels. But teams are going to adjust. Most teams adjust. Fortunately, we don't adjust. We don't make adjustments because we don't score enough points, and then the defense gets in that prevent state of mind when we're up. And it's fair to be down seven with the ball instead of being up seven with the ball late in the game, because it's like we don't know how. I mean, and Eli has 37 comebacks, but the defense doesn't know how to close the game out because we're not getting any defensive pressure to force the opposing quarterback to make a mistake, do an errant throw or strip sack, you know, something like that. So we're not getting those opportunities late in the game. So there's no way to really make plays. So it's a little frustrating, but I know that's something they have to work on. And I know we're in rebuild mode, so I'm trying not to – you know, lose it, but it's a little frustrating when you see a winnable opportunity go to waste.
Who else was as shocked as me when you saw Eli Manning run for the damn touchdown? I was laughing my ass off.
Yeah, I mean, every now and then, you know, Eli do get one of those. I'm going to say I came out the gate fast on offense. They were clicking, great play calls. The execution, you know, driving down the field and scoring two series in a row. I'm like, okay, this looks good. I was concerned with Barkley not getting loose, but I'm not expecting big long runs, but he wasn't getting any space. And, you know, I hear rumblings during the week like, oh, we're probably going to play better without OBJ. Now, I think this, without him there being the deep threat, they stacked the box, and that's what happened. So, you know, Shepard played well. I didn't really see Engram out there making any plays. Shepard got a lot of targets. It just realized when one of our best offensive players, being Beckham, not out there, they're going to stack the box to stop Barkley. We need all three of them out there, you know. So tough loss. I really say tough loss. What are we going to do, Professor? We got to get better. But I really, really, really would like to win the last game of the year. But really. But. Lane, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Chris, are you
still
there?
Hello, I'm having a problem. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
We can now.
Okay, I was about to say, I don't know what the heck happened here, but I was talking and yelling at y'all, and I couldn't get through it. What the? All right, I'm back. 929-477-4171. Chandler's in the room. What's up, sir? Chandler in the room?
Hey, what's up, man? Yeah, because they don't show Giants jet games up here in Rochester. So I'm trying to figure out how the hell did y'all lose the game y'all was winning How the hell did y'all lose that game?
We're called the New York Giants, man, not the New York Miracle Workers, man. I don't know what hell happened here. I don't know. You know what? I do, but sometimes you have there's about four or five reincarnations you go through as a New York Giant diehard fan. Okay, the big proud one because of you're part of a great franchise that's class act family. The yelling, screaming, frenetic New York, New Jersey guy that nitpicks every play. It's another one. The other one is the people like Bakes and Steve, where you're analytical about it. You really have broken down every little part of their game, and you know exactly what they're supposed to do and how they're supposed to do it, and then they disappoint you by just screwing up the execution. Or you can be a Lady Blue type of person, and you can just pick up a whole, like, a plate of food and throw it at your TV and just curse at them all day. So that's about, I don't know what we are. Sometimes we might be all of them. This is what we do, man. We either make you proud or upset your ass and give you an ulcer. This is what we do, Chandler. This is how we bleed. That's why we call it Bleed Blue. We can't even bleed right. This is what we do. Speaking about that life and what, how's our tenants doing over there?
Well, they were up 15 and now they're only up 5, so they're about to give a game away too.
Oh, okay. So it's a tradition. This is what we do for Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, you give away games and we're in it, then we're not, and then we're loving, and then we're stingy, and then we finally at the end when the whistle blows. Oh, man. We got another L.
That's why drinking is a prerequisite for being a Giants fan.
And let me tell you something. Speaking about that, you know what? This is our 10th loss of the year. It can only get better from here. Chandler, hold your mic open, man. Bakes, you too. Lady Blue, you too. I think Steve is calling from Indianapolis. Are you on the line, sir?
What's going on, friend? What's up? How you doing?
Azul.
Hey, how you doing? Is the question?
What's
you
up,
out there?
Steve?
I'll say this real quick, man. I mean, the offense, what they tried to do today, not getting that touchdown on that last offensive drive was everything. Before the punt, the drive before the punt, not getting 6 instead of the field goal was everything. The writing was on the wall. So I knew we were in for a heartbreak finish, just like it happened today. Now, I know the Giants' lack of a pass rush. I know the Giants don't have the ends to get the job done when you really need a signature defensive stop at the end of the day. But I'm going to be real, man. That pass interference was bullshit. That was called on us at the goal line was bullshit at the end of the day. I'm really furious by the referees. I hate to put it in the referees' hands as far as calls, but that was a really ticky-tack call that I don't think that should have been a PI. I'm not feeling what the refs did to put the Giants in that position. With a ticky-tack hole calling in the PI. What was your thoughts on that, Chris?
I thought it was bullshit, too, but the thing is, I had that dreaded – I was trying to explain it to Chandler a minute ago. That dreaded fear thing that goes up your back in the fourth quarter when you're in a position like this and you're away from home. I thought it was a bullshit call, yes, indeed. But I didn't think we were going to get any calls. So I was, and part of me wasn't even surprised. So I want to know what everybody else thinks,
too. That's true. I mean, as far as execution, offense was up 14-0. They blew a lead. It goes to the same. Like we say on the shows all the time. As much as people say we need to replace the quarterback, and rightfully so, eventually, we need a pass rusher. We don't have pass rushers. We don't have guys to get the defense off the field. Andrew Luck threw for like 350 yards today. It didn't even seem like it, but he was up and down the field all day. That's because we don't have a pass rush, defensive lineman, to get after the quarterback. We are missing that. We are lacking that. And it was showing in this game today. When the Colts needed to make a stop, they did what they needed to do. They held us to three, and we can't stop teams, good teams, playoff caliber type teams, going up and down the field. So my issue with this the regime, this roster, is I'm still in the stadium. I'm still inside the stadium right now. I ain't even leaving yet. But I'm the writing's on the wall with this fucking defense, man. I can't stand this fucking defense because we have no pass rushers. We don't have defensive ends to get off the fucking field.
We have no
linebackers. And they don't show it on the last couple of drives.
It's
a bust here. I mean, linebackers too, but especially pass rushers. I mean, that is quite evident. We are lacking that. We are lacking that. But I'm really, really pissed. Really, really pissed at that fucking PI call. That was a bullshit call.
Yep.
Bullshit.
Yep.
I hate it.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm real frustrated at that call, man. I mean, the refs were wrong about that. And then, of course, you know, going back down the field, the PI, interception in the game. I mean, it is what it is with Eli. He was not going to go that down. I mean, all he asked is, you know, against a 60-yard field goal from a Pro Bowl kicker. We couldn't even get that.
I know.
Hey, Steve, quick question. Steve, quick question since you were there. Was Davis as bad as he seemed in person as he did on TV?
Who?
Davis, number 58.
Davis. Hey, Davis.
No, I mean, average at best.
Okay.
I was screaming at him all game.
So I don't even know what to say, man. It was horrible, man. All right, bro. Anybody else there with you, or are we good for another half hour or so?
Yeah, I'm gonna get off. I'm gonna go ahead and listen to the stakeholders, do what they do. You know what I'm saying? I really appreciate Giant fans from the different parts of the country that happen to show up to come up here. I mean, even during the holidays. I mean, you talking about fans? You know, the season's lost, and you still got Giant fans still repping in Indianapolis. I mean, you can't ask for any more for a fan who come out of it. You know, their own pockets to make cross country moves to Indianapolis, and you know the season is lost. So we had a good time in the city. Had a good time. You know, the football team, it is what it is. And I didn't expect to win, but I want to lose like that. I'm kind of frustrated with that. I hope you guys enjoyed the pictures and Facebook stories, Instagram stories. I hope you guys enjoyed the footage I try to put out there for everybody to see that, you know, Johnson is still out here repping even in a loss.
All right, Chief. Go have fun, man, and just drink your heart away, bro. You could do that in that town.
All right, cool, man.
Right, Chief. Azul, Lee Blue. 929-477-4171. Oh, man, 28-27. Wrong side of that score. That's where we are. We got some people in the house. Lady Blue, Bakes, Chandler's in the house. I'm going to go ahead and in the order that they call, I'm going to go ahead and put Manny Dogs in as we speak. All right, man.
You,
don't get long-winded on me. I know you're mad.
Listen,
man.
Anybody who watched this season, tell me the most urgent need on this team is a quarterback. Throw yourself off a bridge.
Oh, we threw that conversation, man.
We cannot
we
get off the field, dog. Why can't we get off the field on defense? We got no – I super agree with Steve. No pass rush. Our DBs look lost that time. Our linebackers is looking – like at the end of the day, if your offense puts up 27 points, you should win that game, dog. If you up 10 points in the fourth quarter, you should win that game, dog. The refs are shitty. The refs been shitty all year. Like, I wasn't surprised at all how many – that pass interference they called on Tay Davis. Forgive me if I'm wrong. If I'm within 5 yards, I could maul you. That was a 2 yard dig, a 2 yard drag.
You,
so I'm like, what call
hey,
is
bro,
that?
That's an awful call. I'm just
that's
trying to
my
own stuff that I wouldn't let my blood pressure go up high. That's why I'm trying to be
kind of it ain't high, man. It's one of these things, man, where it's like, not only do we got to play the fuck ass teams we play, but now we got to play these refs, and it's ugly. It's ugly as hell. What I do know is I got tired of seeing. You can say they were stacking the box or whatever, but if you watch this game, how many times was Nate Solder in the way? How many times was he on the floor?
Well,
how many times did Barkley have to juke
what?
A lineman? Not a D lineman.
No. You don't know. That question
line.
Needs to be answered. That needs to be answered. We need to answer. That's you want it answered by a fellow bluer like yourself. I'll tell you what. I because we're gonna do this. We're gonna make this a big ass round table right now. All right, and I'll tell you who I pick. I'm picking Dre Graham since you've been on the line a minute to answer that question. Dre Graham.
What's good, everybody?
Hey,
what's
Manny
up?
Dogs has a question for you. Go ahead.
What up, Dre?
Bro, how many times did you see Saquon Barkley have to juke an offensive lineman or get past a lineman on the floor?
Yo, damn near every time he touched the ball. Every time he touched the ball, except for them couple of plays that he got hit for a loss, where
bro,
he didn't get no forward progress. But you totally right. I mean, you completely right about that, man. It's so much, man. All like, okay, we did what the Giants do.
I hate
get a lead, play conservative.
I just slipped out. Sorry.
Lead conservative. The passing, man, the pass interference in the end zone.
Oh,
come on now, you can't listen. You miss a pass interference on Beckham.
Hold on a second.
Dre,
I got something to say to somebody. Right before you finish that sentence.
Yeah. All right.
Hey Chandler, you hear this? Are you listening?
I'm listening.
This is what we do. And the thing about being a Giants fan in a situation like that is you have to hide your knives when we're around. That's it. That answers your earlier question. Okay, Dre, continue.
Yeah, man. I mean, like Beckham said, and a couple of players on the team that said on interviews, we can't let it come down to the refs dictating because. It never goes our way, man. It's like, if you think about it, even in the Pro Bowl rulings, it never go against us. If you a Giant, you fucked. They excuse my friends, but you basically yep. fucked because they're not gonna pick you. But I mean, like, who was that saying? We ain't got no pass rush. Yeah, we ain't got no pass rush. But supposedly. The reason why we got rid of Snacks was because he don't do pass rushing.
No, we
but
got
we don't.
Rid of
but
Snacks
yeah, we don't have no
pass
rush.
That was a money thing. That was that
we
was
don't
analysis,
have
bro.
We
and
yeah,
we
yeah and
we gave up
and,
snacks
and,
for we gave up Snacks for a snack.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait a minute, y'all.
No
we
got
another point, man. Because I got other callers. Hey, look. Stand by. I got to
mm-hmm.
stop all laughing, right. Manny. Stand by. Robbie at everything NYG. I'm sorry. Don't make me laugh here, man. Try to do this thing correctly, man. Robbie at everything NYG,
yo.
Sir.
Well,
do
first
steal,
off,
man. Then we got Big O in
first,
the wings and Billy Bob and all of them
yeah,
out there.
Man.
Stand by, you guys.
Hey, first off, I'm just going to start off with a classic, beautiful, simple fuck Eli Manning. Anyways, to sum that up, hey, man, we know how this works, bro. Look, this is the New York Giants, all right? Look, anybody will tell you over and over, no lead is safe with us, and it literally reminds me of myself playing Madden. Once I get up by, like, 20, I'm like, oh, I'm just going to start messing around, like, seeing what works, and then I blow a lead and I lose.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, that's what
mm-hmm.
we do all the time. So this is not a surprise. It didn't matter. I mean, it would have been cool to play spoiler, but end of the day, it's just another game that's going to make people believe that Eli Manning can still play football. It's going to make people believe that Curtis Riley is a starting free safety because he got another pick. Dude, it's bad, man. It's bad. But shout out to the Colts, man. End of the day, they turn it around. Good shit for them. I'm glad that we were able to stop Marlon Mack a little bit. He wasn't too much of a factor, and everyone was saying he was going to have the biggest game of his career. I went against him.
Can you tell us how much you hate the Eagles?
Hey, fuck the Eagles too. They just won that game too. It's weird, man. It's weird. I mean, this NFC East was so bad, and now we got the Cowboys clinching the division and the Eagles at 8-7, and I don't know, man. But I'm sorry, guys. I ain't got much to say about this, man. I mean, it is what it is. You know what I mean?
There isn't much to say.
There's not much to say. You know what? Chris, I hope you enjoyed your time, man. I don't know, man. There's not much to say. It's kind of like this is the team we know. I hate Eli Manning. I've hated him for years and years and years. I want him gone, but he won't be next year. I can't stand to watch him play football. All that. I can say that over and over. The team itself needs a complete revamp from so many different angles. This is what we expected. We expected for them to come back, and we lost. I mean, you expect that too. So that's really all I got for you, man. That's about it. I don't know. Go Giants. I don't really know. That's it. That's it, man. I don't know.
Thank you, NYG. Come back next week, please, at least. And have a happy holiday, bro. Oh, man.
You too, brother.
NYG,
thank you.
He said, you got it. Okay, you guys, 929-477-4171. We're having a big pity party here with Lady Blue, Bakes, Chandler, Dre Graham, Manny Dogs, Robbie. Let me see. In a minute, Big O and Billy Bob will be back on, but Christiane is calling in. How you doing? Happy holidays.
Hi, guys.
Hey. So,
how are you?
Go ahead. Bill. How am I?
What's up, lady?
Hi, honey. How are you?
Well,
other than licking our wounds.
Yeah, well, y'all got a chance to drink, man. I didn't have to get a chance to do that. I'll get mine in a few. Good. That's okay. Hey, so what did you get out of today's game? What did you see? And this
nothing
is where we
less
laugh,
than
everywhere.
Textbook. It's textbook. That's what it was. Textbook Giants today. We didn't expect anything other than what we saw today, folks. That's it. What do we expect? We really expected to pull that off and win the second half?
No, because now that we think about it, everybody on the pregame show did pick our own selves to lose, except Billy Bob, who you'll hear later. Yeah, okay.
Now, Luck is notorious for coming back, you know, and when he gets upset enough, he's going to do what he's got to do, and that's what he did. And, you know, I didn't expect anything other than what we showed today. The refs really got me upset too today. It was bad. It was awful. But anyway, I'm not even going to get into that. I'm just going to try to stay positive. We're going to build this year. You know, I mean, it's a learning curve. All this is a learning curve for us, hopefully. And we just have to build from here. We just got to get healthy and get stronger and, you know, let's look at these tapes over and over and over again and let it sink in of how horrible and what it just keeps repeating itself. It's like I said, it's textbook. Every week it's the same thing. It's the same scenario. We come busting out the gate, first half, beautiful, moving the ball, moving the chains, everything smooth, keeping the penalties down, no second half, all hell breaks loose.
Well, you know what?
It's just textbook.
I think the season starts, sounds like this. I think the season starts.
We still have the one.
No, you
linebacker. We need a pass rusher. We need a goddamn right. We need a right offensive tackle.
We need
some balls. We need some
balls. And people are, they're even talking about Schumer and call. It's not even the play calls. It's execution of them. It's execution of the players, people. That's what it is. It's not even always that bad. It's the execution of the players doing it.
I know.
It's like a well-oiled machine. If one part is missing, it's all going to fall apart. And that's exactly what happened.
But the other side of me also says, you know what, we're an unfinished product. Okay? It can only get better from here. It's got to. Where's my wood? It's got to be better than this.
This is
it's
rock
gotta
bottom.
Be better than this.
You have to. There's no way to go but up.
I learned today another thing today, too, man.
Anyway, Chris, stay on the line. Big O's on the line. Big O,
yo,
stop
what's
laughing.
Up, man?
Peace and blessings.
Hey,
man, we got a big old pity party going on right now. In the post-game, let me say this first. Post-game roundtable, Indianapolis Colts 28, New York Giants 27. Welcome, we with the Blue Crew. You know, Lady Blue, Christiane, Robbie Bates, Chandler, Dre Graham, Nanny Dogs, and now the Big O. Go ahead, Big O. What'd you say? What did you say?
Man, look, man. Hey, you know what's wrong with this team, man. I hope you cut these boys' mic on, too. The reason why the Giants suck right now, man, and I'm not saying that we suck in a bad way. I'm just saying it's just
I'm
the
fine,
reason why
man.
we the turnout came. I mean, the turnout turned out. I mean, it was a perfect scenario. 55 seconds left, a minute left on the clock. Give it to a veteran quarterback. Give it to a veteran coach. Just let the veterans get out there and handle their business. And it didn't happen. The reason why is because Manny Dog is right, and everything. Well, my boy, what's his name? That just can't stand Eli. No, that just can't stand
Robbie.
Eli. My boy.
That was Robbie.
That's Robbie. My boy Robbie, man. Both of them boys are right, man. At the same damn time, son. I'm telling you, man. It's a combo of everything, and then the coaches, man. Pat Shurmur. This year, his coaching was really kind of novice in some games, man. He really got outcoached, and his chess game is whack sometimes, man. This game here was a perfect game to win. We were supposed to win this game. I don't give a damn what nobody said. We were supposed to win this game. This game was winnable, man. You had this game. Even down to the last minute, you could have won this game, man. It was just this team has a problem of executing the right way. And doing it, man, like earning that paycheck, like, man, it's the last day. It's the last day to do it. This team is not like that. Andrew Luck had a job to do, and they got it done. This defense, we knew it wasn't that great. With Collins going down, we knew Riley sucked. But they played an eye game. I didn't expect them to play. I didn't really expect us to have the lead. You know what I mean? I thought we were going to get spanked, but it didn't happen that way. But kind of we had the lead. And we could not put this team away is because execution. And you know why? It's because it's the first year, man, with this offense, man. It's the first year with the coaching staff. It's the first year to get this thing gelled. It didn't start off right in the beginning, and it started coming together a little bit again with whack teams because all these games we won, you really look at them, man. Some of them, you know, we were supposed to win. Those teams were just depleted. Those quarterbacks suck.
Coaching.
So right now, all I can say, man, is, okay, some things are coming together. We're looking good in some areas. I see some bright sides. Yeah, Eli has to come back because we have no choice, you know. But the deep ball is out of the question. Eli's not going to sell no screens out. It's out of the question. I'm just seeing some things teams are just not going to respect with Eli. And with Saquon not running well today, teams are just going to come in some games and shut your ass down and run it, man. That's football.
You're not going to run every game. You're not
going to
get 100 every.
It's
just
right.
going to happen.
That's why I'm not too mad.
He didn't run. He didn't get the 100. Man, you teams are going to come in and buckle down and say he's not going to beat us today. Then what? You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm like, you know, hey, it's football. It is what it is. They performed well at some points of the game, and then they were the same old Giants. This last drive, I text Jet and Sim, and I told him, hey, this is a perfect situation to win this game with a field goal, get Rojas with a good kick, and we out of here. To a pick. I mean, it was in coverage. I was like, you know, hey, it is what it is, man. Those things will change. Those things will change. Those calls won't be made. You won't put that situation in Eli's hand like that. You will know what you have to do next year in order to make this transition and move forward. So all of us is going to get our due diligence, man. Everybody's going to be happy soon because Eli cannot be this quarterback for the next. You already know it's going to happen. It's just we're in the transition stage right now. Eli's going to be here next year, and then after next year, he's probably going to be gone, man. So it is what it is, man. I'm accepting what it is. But from right now, what I'm liking, we got a good running back. I see some pieces that's bright, and just got some things we got to add, man, in order to move forward. So we knew the process was going to be a little struggle. We knew it was going to hurt a little bit. So let's just take these punches and keep it moving because I'm starting to see a little light coming through in about 2 years. We'll be good.
In about 2 years. So I won't have to.
In about 2 years.
We'll
be good. We'll be all right.
All right. Good deal. 929-477-4171. That was big old. Bakes, you want to add anything to that? I know you wanted to. You online? Okay, well, I'll wait for him to come back. In the meantime, 929-477-4171. Ladies and gentlemen, Billy Bob is on the line, and he is in his feelings. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, man. Listen here. I damn sure want to sit at this table and eat some damn crow. I want to eat a full-fledged crow. But the first thing I seen that made me say I was in my feelings, I felt like I was watching the Philadelphia game all over again. So, therefore, guys, I'm back in my feelings again. I'm right back in my feelings. It was like the same interception he threw before half when he played this field. I'm in my feelings right now. I'm shocked to hear everybody say we're still in a learning curve. I can't take this, bro. Eli's been in the game for so long. This ain't no learning curve for Eli. This ain't no learning curve for Eli. Eli got me in my feelings, bro. I need everybody on the blue show to get in their feelings right now. We all should be in our feelings. We should be in our feelings, deeply in our feelings, bro. What y'all want me to tell y'all? We practically did the same shit against Philadelphia. We're going to be in our feelings for the whole rest. Man, we in our feelings. From now on here, let's be in our feelings. Everybody should be at the end of their feelings right now, bro. We're going to be in our feelings when the season starts to see Eli. We in our feelings, Eli. I don't know how to tell y'all this. I'm in my feelings. I'm in my feelings deeply.
Okay.
We not.
Everyone.
We need to get all this. Hey, I just need everybody to get in their feelings this year.
And I just needed to, hey, you know what? Stay on the line, sir. Cause you, I just want you to know one thing, though. You just created a new soundbite with that, with your retort right there. I just want you to know that. All right, bro. Hold on a minute. Remember to check out the schedule of Bleed Blue Show, www.bleedblueshow.com/schedule. And you'll see every time that you need to be on here, you know, just bleeding blue, like you said. And remember, we're on all the social media. The Twitter, the Instagram, the whole nine yards. Going back to the top of the order here. All right, you know, this is normally the time of the where I always say, look, what do we need going forward? How do you see next week's game? Remember the pregame shows on Thursday. And all of that. Well, I will say this much. Remember to check out the Ranger Proud Show. That's on Tuesday nights. I don't know what the Rangers are doing, man. It's kind of strange altogether. Also, Wednesday, you know, Knickerbocker Ave Show. That's real, real cool night right now. You got a lot of heavy insight on what's going on with the New York Knickerbockers. And your spot with me is on Thursday nights at 7 Eastern Standard Time. All right, Lady Blue. Christian, Bates, I don't know where he went, Chandler, Dre Graham, Manny Dogg, Big O again, and Billy Bob again. I want you guys to give us the final thoughts, sir, because we ain't really got much to think about from here. Lady Blue, give it to me. What's up?
I'm just happy. Like I said, I'm just glad we beat last year's, and we just better beat the Cow Shits next week because I hate that team more than any other team in the NFL, and I'm so pissed off that they've won our division. I just want their entire stadium to blow up with them in it. I hate that team, and we
terrorism.
Better win next week.
That's terrorism, Lady Bill. Okay?
Yeah.
Just so you know, that's awful.
Oh. Hey.
Yeah, that's
I already know I'm
that's
going
okay.
to hell. And they will welcome me with open arms. So.
Damn.
I mean, I hate Dallas so bad. You will never, ever catch me in that stadium, ever.
You mean you wouldn't want to, like, be the star? What if they put you in a box seat or something like that?
Never.
You know? What if they actually tried to hook
never.
You up?
Never. Absolutely never.
Live from Dallas, Texas. It's the Forum for the Fans, the Bleed Blue Show.
Nice.
Live from Dallas, Texas. It's the Forum.
They will hook you up. You wouldn't want to do that?
No. I want that whole stadium to blow up.
Oh, all right. All right, Lady Blue, you know I love you already.
But like I said, I'm just happy we beat last year. We do have 5 wins, which is better than what we did last year, which is really all I was hoping for because I knew we weren't going to make the playoffs. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, but we'll be here again.
But no matter
what. This is our medication.
Right, no matter what, I bleed blue. I bleed blue 365, 7.
Bingo.
No, there ain't no doubt about it.
All right, girlfriend. Talk to you soon. Appreciate you. Lady Blue, the incomparable Lady Blue. Okay. Also, remember one more thing. The holiday. I mentioned the holiday episode that we taped. That was December 17th. Raise Your Proud, Knickerbocker Ave, the Frontliners. It was Yankee Talk. We was talking about the sports here, and all that kind of good stuff. Check it out when you get a chance. Live stream it on www.bleedblueshow.com. Christiane, final thought. Final thought. Until Thursday, we'll be back on the show.
The learning curve comment, it wasn't towards Eli at all. I never even mentioned Eli, so on to the next question. I love my team. We're going to build from here. Eli's got about another year, and that's about it for him. He's going to hang in there until we can find what we're going to do with Lauletta and all this other stuff and the draft and whatever. Like I said, we just need to get healthy. We need to start meshing as a team. I mean, they got to get together on Sundays and break bread every weekend and barbecue to get to know each other. I mean, I don't know what else it's going to take, but somebody needs some Patron and Red Bull or something. I don't know. But I love my boys. I'm bleed blue all day long, win, lose, whatever. I didn't expect anything else. I was impressed the first half, of course. Everybody gets all excited. Just like a roller coaster when you're going up and you reach the top and now you're shitting your pants because you know damn well you're scared and you have no business to get out there. So anyway, on to the next thing. I love my Giants. I love the Bleed Blue Show. You guys are great. I'm always listening, even if I don't call in. So that's it. We just got to
be here Thursday.
And 2 years, we're going to take it all the way. That's it.
Bingo. That's the second straight 2-year prediction after Big O's. I love it. Thank you, Christian. Talk to you Thursday. Perfect.
Thank you, guys.
Chandler, I know you are watching the Jets and the Packers right now, 38-38 in overtime. Are you not? Y'all having a hell of a day over there.
You're
having a hell of a day.
They entered the fourth quarter up 35-20. Okay? They were up 35-20 with one quarter of football to go. And they are now in overtime, and they're about to lose. So if Todd Bowles is allowed to get back on the airplane, I you know what? I'm done. Todd Bowles needs to walk home.
Damn. That was like an Advil coming down. Damn, boy. Damn, Chandler. Damn. Rhyme of the year. I will keep that, and that will be archived. Steve, I need you to archive that one. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you. Finish watching the Jets, man. Do your thing. I appreciate that. That's a cool line. Dre Graham, them Manny Dogs, Big O, and Billy Bob, and Bix is going to close us down. Dre Graham, man. Final thought, man. Be nice.
I mean, it is what it is, man. As far as next week's game, you know damn well we going to be playing against third and fourth string. Ain't no way in hell they putting their starters in that game. So we might as well, man, sit Eli, put Loletta in, sit Barkley, sit everybody, man, and just, yeah, they clinched the division. It don't matter if they win or lose next week. They still going to the playoffs.
Right.
And what got me pissed off is I wanted to win. I wanted Dallas to lose so we could kick them out the playoffs like we did, what, 7 years ago or 8 years ago?
Something like that, yeah. Yeah.
But man, it ain't go out, man. It is what it is, man. And another thing I want
to
say, man, as far
Bex,
as
– I need you to close
looking,
up, man. Stay right there.
Yeah. Look, as far as
not
looking
you,
for a quarterback, man, we need to stop looking for these quarterbacks at, like, Ohio State and all these top five. Didn't we learn our lesson against Tebow? Tebow was arguably one of the best quarterbacks to ever come out in the NFL because of what he did in college. And, half them damn quarterbacks, it's the system. It's the system that make them look good. We need to draft a damn quarterback in, like, the third round out of, like, UD in
Dre,
University
you got
or something,
or seven. Dre, you got six or seven shows to talk about that, man. That's all we're going to be talking
man,
about.
That, man, that,
you know.
Man, we need to stop that Ohio State
six
shit, man.
Or seven of them. and what we need to do is, and I'm going to just say this much, as far as that topic is concerned, we need to get one in here, and he needs to sit down for 3 years like Rodgers did. When Rodgers sat there for 3 years, we was like, "Dad, is this dude ever going to get off the bench?" And damn, look at him now. We don't even look at him the same way anymore.
We need to do it the Thursday after next week. We need to do it the Thursday after next week because then season going to be over. Seriously, talk about the quarterback Thursday after next week.
All right, we're going to get to it. All right, Dre. Have a happy holiday, everybody, by the way, in case I didn't say anything before. Manny Dog, where is he?
Yeah, man.
Manny Dog, you know what I
Apple,
this is what you said.
Need to go drown himself.
Okay, you said that before. What do you got to say today?
I'm going to tell you, in the spirit of that, next week, I hope Dallas come out and play their third and fourth stringers. I say still play our starters. Let's beat the shit out of these whack-ass Cowboys. And then after that game, let's take everybody who deserves to be off this team and have a mass drowning. I want Olivier Vernon.
Golly. What are you and Lady Blue be doing, man?
I want Olivier Vernon go.
Crazy.
I want Janoris Jenkins in there. I want what's the other boy? Taking up all the damn money. I can't think of his damn name. What's his name?
Vernon.
Ogletree. Dolger. He can go too.
Dolger.
Oh, Nate Solder.
Yeah,
no, we're not going to drown him. We're going to hang
we're
him
drown
by
him.
His feet. No.
Packers win with a touchdown.
Just a little morbid. You know what? Y'all crazy. Just say something nice, Manny Dog. Come on, man. That's
the
podcast.
Hey, Blue. Let's beat these Cowgirls next week, man. That's it.
Thank
Make
you.
My Christmas good. Beat the Cowgirls.
Yes.
All right. Manny Dogs, ladies and gentlemen. Big O, bring some order to the court, sir.
Hey, man, hey, I feel it, man. Hey, I feel everybody. Hey, I feel everybody wanting to beat Dallas, man. But, yeah, we pretty much going to be playing third strings and stuff, and and that's all good. The next man up, you got to get the work in, and I'm all for that, man, for the next year. So if that's what it is, man, hey, our next man up, Barkley really don't need to play. He really doesn't have anything else to prove.
Really
Beckham, we already know he's not playing. You know, Shep, I don't really think he has anything else to prove. Go ahead and sing Ingram down. You know, go ahead and sit the players down that you know that's your players that's going to be back next year that's going to produce. With this play, the second year under this system, this playbook, man, they should be able to be gelling. Like your girl said in the beginning, they need to meet up on Friday. I mean, on Sundays and break bread or something, get some continuity going. I know they had that going. I was dying laughing when she said that, man, because it's at this point, man, whatever it takes to get some continuity, Jesus. You know, meet up on Sundays, go to church, man, get some cotton, do something, break bread. You know, so it had me rolling. But other than that, though, man, it's going to come together, man. So I think Sunday, man, we just need to go ahead and let Eli start this game off, play a couple of plays maybe, and then that's it. Sit him down, let Law let him play. Let everybody else play, man. And like he said, like your boy Manny said, man, when the season is over, start flushing some things, man. I definitely agree with him on some of them players. You know, but I wait till when that situation comes around, when the season is over, to talk about that. And then you definitely gonna get my flushing list. But OV is part of it, man. But then some other ones we gotta be logic. They just signed contracts and the hit would be hard. So Nate Stoders ain't going nowhere, man. So let's just be honest, man. Let's just watch this last game. Hopefully the second strings can come in and punch them in the mouth and get this win for the fans. But if they don't, hey, it is what it is, man. Better position. You know, and we're going to move forward with it. And any position we is, we're going to do what Giants do. We're going to bleed blue. We're going to add to this team, man, and move forward till we great again, man. Other than that, man, bleed blue, man.
Bleed blue. That's big O, y'all. All right. I like that way that went out. That was perfect. Chandler, I'm sorry, man. You were so right. I just saw the score. It just came up. I'll leave it alone. Something about the water in MetLife. I'm not really sure what's going on anymore. Billy Bob, you and your feelings, man, give us a final thought.
My final thought is I'm watching what Eli do to the Giants, and I've seen what he did to Saquon Barkley, like what he's doing in this commercial, taking money. He's just taking money. You see what he did to Saquon Barkley in this commercial? When he keep getting Saquon Barkley, keep swiping, that's what he got us doing, watching us and just watching us swipe away. Swipe away our season and think it's funny, and then he got other people joining in, like Olivia and Vernier. Like, what is he doing? So this is where we at right now. And y'all gonna tell me I can't be in my feelings? I'm watching the world.
Say you couldn't.
Oh my goodness! I'm in my feelings for the rest of, bro. When we start next year off, I'm in my feelings. I'm deeply in my feelings, bro. Eli just taking money from the Giants, and he not only he got a big paycheck, but he also taking money from a rookie. Even on the commercial, like it's funny. It's funny to y'all. It's not funny to me because I'm in my feelings. Final thoughts on that one.
Billy Bob, I will see you Thursday. Yes, indeed, sir.
Yes,
Thursday,
sir.
You'll be back on. Yes, sir, man.
Yes,
happy
I will.
Holiday in
my feelings.
In your feelings. Before I bring on, that's my man, Billy Bob. All right, everybody. Before I bring on Bates, hey, Frank, you on the line, man, or what? What's going on, sir?
What's going on, guys?
Okay, everybody. Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Good.
Go ahead, Chris.
Say? You just what?
No, go ahead.
You go ahead.
Go ahead,
you just
Chris.
What?
No,
I was
just
saying everybody. Everybody's in their feelings today, man, about how we went out in the fourth quarter. And some of it's good, some of it's bad. What do you have to say?
I have to say I didn't watch the first quarter. Because I'm doing stuff with the fam. You know how it is? So,
man.
It was too good to be true because you know what happens every time we get a lead, we blow it. So I figured, let me turn it off and it might go all the way to the wire, you know, and I might get through the finish line and have it win the kicking. But obviously it didn't happen like normal. So, but anyway, is what it is. One more game. Be finished with this thing and just move on. You know, let Eli have his next year because he ain't going nowhere. He's staying. Let him have his year. Hopefully beef up that line and see what happens.
See what
I'm
happens.
Just stoked
Don't
about first seeing my boy because he's showing up at Kentucky and Penn State, and I'm happy to go to the Pro Bowl.
Bam.
So I will see him there.
All right,
Merry Christmas to all of you. Happy New Year. Everybody stay safe.
Yep.
I'm signing off. I'll see you maybe Thursday.
All right, Chief. Frank, everybody. All right, Bakes. It's been a hell of a show, bro.
Listen, man. Great.
Everybody
great
doing their feelings.
From everyone. Great sound bites from everyone.
I know, man.
Billy Bob,
got
I'm going to need you to have
books.
Billy Bob, I'm going to need you to have a low cholesterol diet this week because I don't want them to happen to you, bro. Keep the sodium low before you blow a gasket, man. But
he's
got to
be in his feelings.
He's in his feelings hard, bro. He at home listening to all the Drake albums and shit. But listen, what we going to do, man? We on this ship, but we not jumping off. You understand? So
right.
We going to ride, and we going to die. Because we mostly dying now. So, like I said, it was a winnable game, but we didn't close out. We can't never wait on the refs. We can never count on the refs to save us. So. But guess what? We're going to be here next Thursday. We're going to talk about Dallas. The game we definitely want to win. That's going to be our Super Bowl. We need to beat those jokers. As always, we are the frontliners and stakeholders of Bleed Blue Show. Catch the frontliners on NYG, frontliners on Instagram, frontliners NYG on Twitter, and the frontliners on Facebook. I am D. Bakes. Chris is on the horn. We bleed blue. See y'all Thursday.
Hey, Bakes, I'm going to tell you a story. I'm going to tell you a story that happened in the middle of last week. And I'll tell it to Billy Bob and Big O and Dre and Christiane and Lady Blue and Chandler since y'all still on the line. So I'm in Modell's, right? I'm in Modell's, is in a place here, New Brunswick, with the Rutgers campus, right? And
right.
The saleswoman there was very, very nice. She was very, very professional, very cool. And I said, you guys don't have any, this is New Brunswick. Where's your Yankees and Giants gear? And she says, we have, you know, our other affiliate store at such and such and such has it, but we don't carry a lot of it here because the demand has been just, you know, Eagles, Phillies, and that kind of thing, and the Flyers. And I was like, oh, well, okay, that's all I need to know. She said, no, but we have a lot of Eagles gear here. If you love football, you know, we have hats, we have scarves. I said, no, I could never wear anything Eagles. She said, why not? They're the champions. I said, well, I'm a Giant fan, and as a Giant fan, I could not, and I couldn't get the finish, I couldn't get the sentence out before she cut me off and told me that I was blasphemous and crazy for being one. She said, the Giants haven't always missing the playoffs. We only got one or two players, you know. We haven't won in a very long time. I said, yeah, that's right, that's true. We haven't won in 6 years, you know. 6 years, you know, as opposed to you guys finally breaking your cherry in January, right? So she got offended at me, and she actually called the manager to get me out of the store. Modell's is a gigantic chain. It ain't a pop and mom and pop thing.
Right.
She said this. This lady said this. She said, I was blasphemous because I couldn't. She said, how can I even be an Eagle fan? I'm not be an Eagle fan, rather. There is no other world, you know. So check this out. I said, I told the dude, I said, I'm leaving. I haven't been unruly or anything. I'm just pointing out a fact. And he said to me, look, why don't we do this? Because I want to keep her happy, and I know you didn't mean any harm, sir, and thank you for your service and all this kind of stuff. Why don't you try on the Eagles jackets? I'm like, whoa, bro, what did you – I don't try on shit like that. It's nasty to me, you know. I don't put gear on from opposing teams, especially not that one. Okay? I said, you don't get it. And he said to me, you know what? Maybe you are crazy for not being an Eagle fan. And I walked out. That's a true story.
Yeah, I'd never shop at Modell's again.
Now, that actually happened. Now, I don't have a problem with us getting on here and, you know, because this is like therapy, whether it be pregame, postgame, or any of the shows that we have, whether that are archived already. Because you guys, this is y'all's show. This ain't really you know, it's a show that Steve pretty much created for all of us to get on here and get in our feelings like Billy Bob do. But we ain't that stupid, okay? You got to be – it's almost like a cult sickness with these people down here, man, with their sports teams. They're not – their sports teams don't consistently win. They're not very kind to their fans from – I mean, I'm talking about as far as the cities and the city and the management. They're not very well-rounded either. They can't remember anything before – even the old cats can't remember anything before 2000 because they never did anything. Okay? And this is where I live. So I'm going to tell you what. We are not the craziest fans there ever are. We are not – we know our shit. We're going through transition. That's okay to do that because we could go through transition up to 10 years, not 60 like these fools did, and still be mindful and cerebral enough about our team to bleed blue. I just wanted to say that because this is how these people act during the holiday season, and I just wanted to blurt it out. Anyway, this is what y'all got to do. You want to hear your crazy voices and how silly y'all sound? Check out the www.bleedblueshow.com. You can stream or you download the episodes from the website, y'all. You know, you can also download on if you got iTunes, if you got TuneIn, if you got the Podcast Republic, if you got Stitcher apps, check it out, man. And also, yo, be on the lookout for the web video series on the Bleed Blue Show Facebook page. That's when we get pictures of y'all at the tailgate looking all drunk and shit. That's y'all. Y'all crazy asses. Led by the frontline extraordinaire Bakes himself. All right? Listen, everybody have a wonderful, happy, wonderful holiday. Sorry week 16 didn't go as planned, but hey, we knew what was going on. We all kind of have to eat crow like Billy Bob a little bit. And I want to give a big up, shout out to Lady Blue, my boy Bakes, Chandler, Dre Graham, Manny Dogs, Christiane, Robbie, Big O.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Everybody. Who else? I missed somebody. I forgot. Oh, Frank, that's who it is. And of course, Steve called early in the show, man. Look, have a wonderful holiday, whatever you do, man. Tear up your food. Drink all your cognac. Oh, remember to leave me some if you happen to have it.
Have a beautiful holiday.
And all that kind of good stuff. Have a wonderful, 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 wonderful time. Bleed blue, y'all, if you can do that.
Bleed blue.
All right. That's my crew right there, man. We bleed blue like nobody's business. That's the shit or what? Win or lose, we show up to do the damn thing. And I love it. All right, bleed blue, y'all. Peace out.
Have a beautiful holiday.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleep bloop, bleep bloop.